Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today we are joined with Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update. In the ever-changing world of vaccine rollout, yet again, there has been a new idea or phasing from Colorado Governor Jared Polis, which was announced on Friday. Leanne, this is so interesting and promising that Governor Polis must seem to feel like there are a lot of vaccines available to vaccinate their residents. Let's talk about it.
Yes, there is some commitment now from the Biden administration to send to states a few weeks of information about what numbers of vaccines to expect. So one of the things that's been challenging, we've had vaccine available for about 6 weeks across the country, but I think lots of people have heard about this. States were finding out a day or two before their vaccine orders showed up, you know, what numbers of doses that they were going to get. So now we have a couple of weeks promised in advance from the Biden administration, and that's helping with the planning. So Colorado was receiving about 70,000 doses a week through the month of January. And with this allotment, 90% of the high-risk healthcare workers that were in 1A have already received both doses of vaccine. The skilled nursing facilities all have received their first dose, and most have received their second dose. Colorado's also moved into 1B and gotten 90% of the moderate-risk healthcare workers and first responders with their first dose. And then about a third of Coloradans over the age of 70 have also started their series by getting their first dose. So that's with getting 70,000 doses in a week. We expect this week to get 110,000 doses in Colorado. And then for the first few weeks in February, Colorado is expecting that to drop back down to about 90,000 doses a week. So again, it's uneven. It's not ramping up as quickly as we would like, but with this information, Governor Polis set some new goals, and he set goals again to vaccinate 70% of Coloradans over the age of 70 by the end of February. There's about just a little over 500,000 people over the age of 70. So getting through 70% of them means getting through about 4 million people by the end of February. So that's the plan. And then with this new information about what's now going to be available, the governor created some kind of stratifications in phase 1B. So there's now a phase 1B2, and this includes Coloradans, the age is 65 to 69. And then it also includes all of our educators, our kindergarten, pre-kindergarten through 12th grade educators, and all of our licensed childcare workers. So the governor added those individuals in for phase 1B2, and this phase opens up on February 8th. And then he also included information about phase 1B3, which is lots of other additional frontline essential workers and Coloradans age 16 to 64 with two or more high-risk conditions. So the plan right now is for that group to open up in the beginning of March. But again, we have to be really clear that these plans are all predicated on the vaccine continuing to be available and not only be available at the rate that it's available now, but also increase the number of doses coming into the state.
I want you to dive into that a little bit more, because I think making an announcement at a statewide level and setting these goals, are these realistic goals for the two counties that you oversee, which is Archuleta and La Plata?
You know, we are working really hard with providers in the community to kind of increase the network of providers and then continue to order vaccine into the community and make sure that it gets to all of the providers. So there are additional enrolled providers in our community. You know, the group that is 70 and older, the governor assigned that group to hospital systems. He then added in safety net healthcare clinics, and then pharmacies got in on the 70 plus group. And then we've also had community groups say that they would like to start kind of community clinics. And we have those in every community served by San Juan Basin Public Health. So we're seeing the network and the infrastructure grow. But I think, you know, that's a fair question is the infrastructure in place if there was, you know, unlimited amounts of vaccine to get it out into people's arms immediately? You know, probably not. There's still work to be done there. And that work is happening as more vaccines becoming available. Right now, kind of the belief is that there is room to get more vaccine into people's arms. But the issue is that we're not getting enough vaccine from the feds to the state, and the state's not getting enough vaccine out to local communities. So it's kind of this building block where all the blocks are kind of, you know, scaling up at the same time. And, you know, there's always going to be, you know, lag times between what's getting built and, you know, what's getting out there. But it seems to be kind of increasing commensurately to get vaccine out. You know, there's still a lot of unknowns. I think from the public's perspective, it's really unsettled, right? I think that what people would like is to know when they're going to get their appointment and with whom, right? I think that that's what we want as humans that have all been through this, you know, really tough year together. And unfortunately, you know, that's not the way the system is built right now. You know, you can sign up for a vaccine notification. We have committed to sending out information at least weekly. It seems like information is changing quickly enough that we're sending out notifications more than once weekly. And then you have to react to the notification that lands in your box. I totally believe that that's not the most satisfying system for individuals. I would rather be able to say, hey, you're scheduled at such and such provider at such and such day. And, you know, if we get to that, that's going to be really, you know, a big victory. But right now it's the vaccine comes in, it comes into the state sends it out to local communities. You know, we help each provider in the community get their vaccine through our system. Mercy gets vaccine through their system at Centura, and then appointments open up.
The other topic, I want to switch gears a little bit from vaccinations to this idea of double masking. Is this something that we need to be doing, Leanne, or is it an extra precautionary step? What's your advice?
You know, I think we have to look at this in the big picture, which is we're in this tricky phase where we're starting to get populations vaccinated, and that will cut down on transmission of disease. And at the same time, there are some unknowns about the variants, and people have talked about some of the variants being more contagious. So the recommendation from the CDC is not necessarily to begin double masking. It is to understand how different masks work and to know what the best mask for you is given the circumstances. In the broadest strokes, if you have kind of a, you know, flimsy, thin cloth mask, and it doesn't fit that well, you certainly would be increasing your protection by wearing two thin masks, as long as it wasn't interfering with your ability to breathe and feeling, comfortable. Two masks that are secure, that do not have lots of gaps in them, is going to be better protection than a single mask, right? But if you have already a good fitting mask that, you know, covers the bridge of your nose, that ties behind your head, that has adjustable ear loops, and really is well fitting, you may not need to add a second mask.
Leanne Gillon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Is there anything else that you'd like to add for our listeners here today?
I appreciate the questions about whether or not we should be double masking. And I really think the most important message right now is, you know, we are getting vaccine out, and there are still unknowns around the variants across the country. So it's really important to just continue with our precautions, you know, continue wearing your face covering, continue washing your hands, continue being really thoughtful around what types of activities you're doing inside, mixing households, all of those things, you know, because we're still in a period of unknowns. You know, the double masking is one of the questions in the unknowns, and that's what COVID-19 requires, a lot of learning together.
Leanne Gillon, I appreciate your time here today and every Monday on KSUT for our weekly COVID-19 update.